Good evening, everybody. While Ellen is passing out pens, we don't have a handout in the folder tonight, so I just want to make sure that everyone had a pen that wanted one, because there will be a diagram that's not in your packet that you may want to copy down. And while he's doing that, I just want to give a plug for the testimony workshop, because that is something that has changed my life. I have had an opportunity to share my testimony in four other churches and in an environment that was in a church but outside of CR. And every time I am a different person myself. And every time I have gone into these other churches, I have found women just like me with the same secrets as I have had, which has been almost shocking to me. So if you have not done your testimony, go to the workshop. It is worth it. It is worth it. Even if you don't share it with a lot of people, it is worth doing it for yourself. So I just wanted to encourage you about that. So does everyone have a handout and something to write with that wants one? Okay. Hi, I am Karen, a grateful believer who is finding victory with sexual integrity, recovering from domestic violence, and I'm working on codependency. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you do not waste a hurt. Thank you for the victories in my own life that you have brought about through this process. I thank you for this opportunity to share about inventory as an integral part of our recovery. I ask that the Holy Spirit be present with each person here tonight to encourage us as we trust in his healing power. Help us to understand that inventory is not something to be feared, but a process to embrace so that you may bless us and give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's say principle four together. Examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Before we start this lesson, let's recap the foundation that's already been laid. Each step builds on the previous one. Faith comes by hearing. So if you would, close your eyes for a minute and hear God's recovery principles. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over our addictions, compulsive behaviors, and that our lives were unmanageable. Principle one, realize I am not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. Step two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Principle two, we came to believe that God exists, that I matter to him, and that he has the power to help me recover. Step three, we made a decision to turn our lives and our wills over to the care of God. Principle three, consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. And so now we are ready for our inventory, step four, but not yet. Our last lesson went over sponsor and developing an accountability team. You can start writing your inventory without a sponsor, but you will need encouragement, support, love, and wisdom of a sponsor and accountability partners to finish. So look around in your small group, step study if you're in one, and at Solid Rock. A CR sponsor is one who is committed to complete a step study in the training and has desire to sponsor. You may need to ask two or three people before you find one that's a good fit for you. Leaders of small group or step study can help you find a sponsor as well, so don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it and pray over your decision. So now we begin. Walter, do you have the inventory framework, the columns, fill in the blank columns? There we go. So the first column is the person, and ordinarily if we'd had a sheet, you would have had a spreadsheet with five columns. This is the person or group that hurt you, that you feel anger or hatred toward, that you are afraid of, that you resent. Go as far back as you can. Remember that resentment is mostly unexpressed anger and fear. Another way of identifying that person is to think of yourself in the center of a circle. The first circle around you is your immediate family. Is there anyone there that is hurtful to you? The next circle might be extended family or people you see on a daily basis, such as coworkers. The circle after that might be people from your past or acquaintances. So as you work from yourself out toward these people in your life, that might give you an opportunity to think about the people that you want to include on your inventory. The good news is that as you work completely through Principle 4, you will see that your resentments fade as the light of your faith in Jesus Christ is allowed to shine on them. Remember to list all the people and things that you're holding resentment against, and we'll come back to this in a minute. The next part is the cause. What did they do to you? It has been said that hurt people hurt people. In this column, you're going to list the specific actions that someone did to hurt you. What did the person do to cause you resentment and or fear? An example would be an alcoholic father who was emotionally unavailable for you as you were growing up. Another example would be the parent who attempted to control or dominate your life. In my case, it was being assaulted and exposed to porn and all the attending behaviors. The effect, specifically, how has the action of another person affected your life, past and present? In my life, it was the fear of being assaulted and walking on eggshells. This reflective look can be painful, but that's why we have a sponsor and accountability team that is essential. These people will be there to walk with you through the pain, and of course, Jesus will be with you too. The next column is the damage, or the effect. Sorry. What was the effect that had on you? Specifically, how the action of another person has affected you, past or present. And then the next one is the damage. How were your basic instincts injured? Socially, security, sexually? For me, the damage was not being able to have normal relations with women because of damage of pornography. And the fifth one is my part. What part of resentment am I responsible for? Step 4 has been adapted for those who have suffered abuse. Step 4 states for them, make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, realizing all wrongs can be forgiven. Renounce the lie that the abuse was your fault. You are not to blame for the abuse. People who have been abused often will put not guilty or none for my part, as they are not responsible for the actions of another. So let's go back to the person. I'd like for you to just take a minute, if some people have been jogged to your mind, and write those down on your paper there. That will help you get started on your inventory. As you can see, an inventory needs to be written down. Writing or typing will help you organize your thoughts and focus on recalling events that you may have repressed. The format doesn't matter. Some people use a Word document, some people use a spreadsheet, some people write it out by longhand. You'll want to use a separate page of whatever format you choose for each person in the first column. You'll want to do all 5 columns for each person. For example, I have 1 page for my ex. I wrote down everything about the cause, the effect, the damage, and my part. And that actually came out to 4 pages long, single space typed. But I did another where I wrote the person's name at the top, the person, the cause, the effect, the damage, my part. And another sheet of paper, family member, the person, the cause, the effect, the damage, and my part. And so what I did initially was I wrote everybody's name on their own sheet of paper. And then when something got to be too intense or too painful, I would set that person aside and I'd go work on somebody else and then go back to them. And so by the time I was ready to really pull my inventory together and share, I had written something on almost everybody on those pieces of paper. Is doing an inventory in addition to doing step study lessons? Well, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have additional lessons on inventory. Many of your answers to the questions in the next two lessons can be recopied in your inventory. Your inventory itself can give a more detailed story of what happened and how it affected you than what your answer is in the lessons themselves. So another question. I've written down so many people in my inventory, I don't know where to begin. I've heard that. Consider what brought you to CR in the first place and who or what is causing you the most emotional pain right now. You may want to start there. Think also of the circle analogy that we went through. Who is closest to you that's causing pain, fear, anger, or resentment? There may be some people that you set aside for later or for another inventory. Recovery is a lifelong process. How do I keep my inventory balanced? Balance is essential. As you remember people who have hurt you, was there anything good that they did? As you remember what you've done in the past, what are the good things that you did or are doing? Write those down on a separate sheet of paper and look at them, remind them about the good in your life. Read scripture to remind yourself about the truth of who you are. Now, if you're in a current step study, you will have had a handout with what's called the good list, which is several pages of Bible verses, just reinforcing about who you are in Christ. And I've made several packets. They're back handouts on the back table there, so help yourselves. If I have forgiven someone who has hurt me, why would I need to do an inventory? I've heard that. Is what that person did to you still affecting you and causing you pain? Be honest. We have often been taught to stuff our feelings as Christians and put on a smile that everything is all right when it is not. Repressed emotions will poison us or will cause us to choose to cover the pain with addictions such as drugs, alcohol, food, porn, bad relationships, or even codependency, which will poison our souls and our bodies eventually. Better to get at the root cause of our habits, hurts, and hang-ups, don't you think? When I shared a hurt with a family or friend, I was ostracized. I've heard that. How do I know I will be accepted by this bunch of strangers in CR? I just can tell of my own experience. Because I wasn't ostracized, I was accepted. I've not hidden my porn addiction that it involved women, and yet not a single woman has avoided me or made me feel ashamed. Each of us has our own baggage to open up here in an environment that is safe as long as the confidentiality rules are kept. I have no right to judge another as I've not been judged. And I think everyone who walks through those doors and finds out how this group works comes to feel the same way. We are only as sick as our secrets. I'm not sure I want to commit to the time and energy it takes to do a step study or do an inventory. Well, how much time and energy do you spend each day that you may not even be consciously aware of in stuffing emotions, hiding addictions, and trying to fix other people? Wouldn't you like to reinvest that time in facing your pain and letting God heal you? You are already living with whatever it is that caused you to be here, so you might as well deal with it. Be not afraid of facing your past. You have already lived it, and it is affecting you for good or bad. There is one who will try to talk you out of doing an inventory, and that is the great deceiver, Satan. He does not want you to have victory in your life. He would rather that you stayed a helpless, weak Christian by your continually being sabotaged by your addictions than for you to have victory in Christ that is contagious and rubs off on other people. Pray and let God show you the right time for you. Every few months, another step study is starting. The men's step study, I understand, is still open. As you have heard, the most common, often fulfilling way to do an inventory is through step study. And some people have done an inventory with just a sponsor. And now I'd like to invite four people from Step Study that we recently finished to share a little bit about what inventory has meant to them.
Hello.
There you go.
I am Starla, and Jesus Christ is my Savior. I am a codependent. My trepidations of doing a step study, which includes an inventory, was fear of the pain and anxiety of going through examining my past hurts and circumstances, fear of reliving things like an abusive father, a bad marriage that ended in divorce, a daughter who at one time was on drugs living on the streets with a baby, fear of my own sins. When I say I'm a codependent person, that means I relate to all my relationships in this manner, not just the ones that I choose. I needed help. My victories now, committing to myself to go through months of seriously thinking, writing, and sharing my inventory has made a life change for myself. I truly feel I have no more secrets held in my head to hold me back to where I wish to be, which is life to the full. Life to the full happens when we live in His inexhaustible joy, peace, love, patience, self-control, power, endurance, and ability to meet every situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Sterling.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I'm a grateful believer. Going through step study, especially the fourth step, when I made an honest inventory, really helped me to forgive my ex-husband for his manipulation, control, and abuse. I struggled to do this for years, but going through step study and the inventory made it really happen for me.
I'm a grateful follower of Jesus, and I'm experiencing victory over the effects of childhood abuse. And I struggle with food addiction. My name is Catherine. Yeah. Beginning the inventory, I felt very overwhelmed with the thought of trying to do it correctly. Once I saw the circle diagram of relationships and realized that it would be a process that I could work on over time, I relaxed because it seemed more manageable. There is a wonderful thing that happens in a step study. The more we are together, being transparent with each other, the closer we become because we are there to support each other from the heart as true sisters in the Lord.
It makes me want to cry. My name's Amy. I'm a grateful believer. And I have been working my way through past childhood sexual abuse and currently working through some codependency. I had only attended a few CR Wednesday night meetings when I first joined Step Study this last year. Prior to this, I had no recovery experience, so I was learning a lot of new CR vocabulary and concepts, and by the time I reached the milestone for doing my inventory, I felt very overwhelmed by the painful issues that I needed to write down in my inventory. It felt like I was about to climb Mount Everest with no mountain climbing experience. Once I sat down and initiated the process, the snowball effect began, and momentum took on a life of its own. It was such a healing, freeing process. This next statement should not be construed or taken as any political leaning one way or another. It just fit with my personal experience. I liken it to some of the recent campaign rhetoric that I identified with, draining the swamp. As my pen connected to the paper, the toxic sludge in the swamplands of my heart began to drain out, which freed up space for the Holy Spirit to come in and do some heavy-duty heart surgery. By the time I completed my inventory, I felt so unburdened. The swamp of my heart had been drained, and the Holy Spirit had been invited in to start the renovation. I am so grateful to have completed this step in my recovery journey. I had to learn to trust the process by faith, and I'm here to testify and encourage anyone considering or about to embark upon this journey that it works, and that God is faithful to heal our hearts if we are willing to cast down all vain imaginations into the obedience of Christ. My favorite part of the process was when I was prompted to write about the blessings that occurred after my experiences. I had such an epiphany of how God can transform ashes of shame into beauty, pain into healing, guilt into forgiveness by the blood of Christ, anxiety into peace that surpasses understanding. No longer was my fear, depression, guilt, shame, or pain the size of Mount Everest. It was cast into the pit of hell, where all the enemy lies of the enemy belong. I now walk in a deeper level of faith and freedom that I've never experienced before. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. You guys can stay up here for a minute. Well, stay up here? Go ahead. I want to close with a verse from Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. And all the people said,